You will not so much surmise as probably expect me to say at about this point that the solution to despair, whether it arise from a personal, political, religious, or some other reason, is reliance on God. Well, I shall say it. It is true. God is the answer. But rely on Him for what? That He will make things as we wish them to be? If we are in despair, how is our condition improved if we think we're relying on God and then see that our notion of perfection is still not realized? The point here is that our notion may not be that of a worker's paradise or a McMansion in the suburbs with a trophy wife in the hot tub or the church with a hierarchy of powerful princes that existed in Italy in 1550, but if we are imagining it, it will still be ours, still be according to our will, not God's. We are not seriously relying on anyone unless we give Him our trust. What is needed is to trust that God always wishes the best for us and to accept that what He provides is that, even if it appears to be not what we prayed for. Folks often pray and then don't realize their prayer is answered. A man prays for patience, then becomes vexed because he has to wait 10 minutes in line at the post office. Did he think God was just going to zap him with patience? We also pray for wrong things. We face a difficult situation and pray for it to go away. Why not for the courage to face it? I suspect God, wishing the best for us, would be more inclined to provide us with some of it than simply to make the situation disappear. As men, wouldn't we be better off, more as God would wish us, full of courage instead of always trying to dodge difficulties? The problem here is that after 2 centuries of society living under the sway of liberalism, instead of according to the ideas, beliefs, and standards that derive from the faith, there is not one of us, not one, who will be totally free of its central notion that men may and even should order their lives as if God did not exist, that they are, quote, free to do this, free to live according to their own will, not God's, because beginning 2 centuries ago, they were liberated from the tyranny of throne and altar, the tyranny of kings telling them what they could and could not do if they wanted to avoid the Bastille, free of the church telling them what they could and could not do if they wanted to avoid hell. We can't avoid being affected by this central notion of liberalism. It is not simply that the poisonous gas of it is in the air we breathe. It is the atmosphere itself. The Christian today can be defined as someone who struggles against being stifled by it.